up the garden. My mother had a sure foreboding at the second glance that it was Miss Betsy. She went and opened the door.
"Mrs. David Copperfield, I think," said Miss Betsy.
"Yes?"
"Miss Trotwood," said the visitor. "You have heard of her, I dare say."
My mother answered she had had that pleasure.
"Now you see her," said Miss Betsy.
My mother begged her to walk in. They went into the parlour my mother had come from, the fire in the best room on the other side of the passage not being lighted. When they were both seated, Miss Betsy said,
"Well, and when do you expect?"
"I'm all in a tremble," faltered my mother. "I don't know what's the matter."
"Have some tea," said Miss Betsy.
"Oh, dear me, do you think it will do me any good?" cried my mother.
"Of course it will," said Miss Betsy. "It's nothing but fancy. What do you call your girl?"
I don't know that it will be a girl yet, ma'am," said my mother innocently.
"Bless the baby,"
exclaimed Miss Betsy, unconsciously quoting the second sentiment of the pincushion in the drawer upstairs.
"I don't mean that. I mean your servant girl."
"Peggotty," said my mother.
"Here, Peggotty," cried Miss Betsy,
opening the parlour door.
"Tea, your mistress is a little..."